We still have to get through Thanksgiving tomorrow, but it is all part of the holiday season. And I'll tell you what, up at the Sanilac County Historical Village and Museum, they jump right into it this weekend with their holiday open house. They've got some other special events going on there for the holiday season. Dawn Malik from the museum on the line to tell us all about it. Dawn, good morning.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What do you got cooking up there in the Sanilac County Historical Museum?
We've got a lot going on this weekend. You know, we've had a fantastic year at the museum, and as part of our effort to give back to the community, we're hosting an open house that's going to be on Saturday. Our beautiful mansion, which was built in 1872, is all decorated for the holidays, the entire first floor. We have four different Christmas trees. We have garland and bulbs and lights everywhere you look. It's absolutely beautiful. We've had volunteers in from the community. Probably about 20 different people have come in over the course of 5 days
wow.
to help get the mansion decorated.
That's a huge undertaking.
It really is. I estimate there was over 100 man hours in getting the mansion ready for our open house. And it's all free to the community. We welcome all of our members and friends and neighbors to come and check it out. We have, not only is the mansion gorgeous, but we also have live music. We have Christmas caroling. We have a beautiful cookie buffet. You know, I already told you how good our members and friends are to us. And everybody has been baking homemade cookies that they've donated for our gorgeous cookie buffet. I think we have probably at least 30 dozen homemade cookies.
Wow.
Yes, it's just beautiful. It's a wonderful event. It's a great way to usher in the season.
And, you know, we've been talking a lot lately about Small Business Saturday coming up on Saturday and the need to support local businesses. And you guys are going to be selling some neat little gift items up there too, aren't you?
We are. Our general store is going to be open during the same hours as our open house, which is 6 to 8:30 on Saturday, Small Business Saturday. And the general store has unique items, gift items, Christmas items. We have Christmas cards. We have Christmas bags. We have beautiful wine bags for $1. Our prices are really, really reasonable. And items that you won't find anyplace else. We have antique games, interesting things for the kids, Christmas stocking. It's definitely worth dropping in and having a look. And all of those sales help support the museum and our programs.
We're talking Saturday and Sunday. What time should people plan on being there?
Saturday, our open house is from 6 to 8:30 p.m., and the general store will be open for the same hours. And then on Sunday, by popular demand, we are opening the house to self-guided tours. Last year, we had a lot of requests from people who couldn't make it to the open house but still wanted an opportunity to see the mansion decorated. So on Sunday from noon to 5, we'll have self-guided tours of our first floor. We will have docents available to answer questions. And the cost for that is $5 per person. Kids 12 and under are free. That's from noon to 5 on Sunday. And our general store will be open for those same hours.
It really is a neat building and a pretty cool thing to see, the Sanilac County Museum in Port Sanilac. Now, for people who haven't been there before or aren't sure exactly where it is, where are you located?
We're on M25 in Port Sanilac. That's about a 10-minute drive north from Lexington. And we're about a mile, half mile to a mile south of the Four Corners in Port Sanilac. You can't miss us. We're a big, beautiful yellow mansion, brick mansion, on the left-hand side, the west side of the street.
All right, and all decked out for Christmas. It sounds beautiful.
We sure are. I hope everybody will come and experience it with us.
Sounds great. Dawn, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Paul. Thanks.
All right, you bet. Take care. Bye-bye.